We're doing Pirkei Avot with the Rabbeinu Yonah. We had learned the 16th Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel had taught us, Aseh lecha rav, make for yourself a teacher. And we had discussed that that means even if he's not really that much smarter than you, but at least you have someone to ask your questions to. V'istalek min ha-safek, and distance yourself from doubt. Ve'al tarbe la'aser umadot. Don't frequently take your tithe in estimation. So what does that mean? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Shelo yasa mumad, ele yesh davar shemoded, v'yesh b'mishkal u'b'msura u'b'minyan. Don't estimate when you have to take off a tithe. You can measure it, you can weigh it, you can count it. There are different ways in which a person can get an accurate reading on how much grain he has. Because if you're going to take an estimation, so then what happens is maybe you got it right and the fruits have been fixed, but the tithe isn't correct. Why? Ketzan, how so? If Rish Mumad Perotav Ratza Laser Ba'in Yafa Mashmadad Yotam Nesriot Nimtza Shutevel. If the halacha says you're supposed to take a tithe, so let's say for argument's sake you have 100 fruits, and you bring along 11 fruits to take off a tithe. Now, 10 of them are ma'aser, but one is not. Sheino musar sheitaninav la'aser oto, meaning if you brought in an extra apple, that apple hasn't had a tithe taken off from it. Meaning, let's say I have 100 fruits, so I bring along 10 fruits, I'm going to take off 11 fruits as a tithe from that apple. Well, that 11th fruit, no one took a tithe off for that. Because by your taking an 11th fruit, what you've technically said is these 11 fruits are going to be a tithe on the other 89, right? So you took off a tithe for 89 fruits, but you never took off the tithe for that one fruit, right? So then you have one fruit mixed in there that you never took a tithe for because you separated it. You said these 11 are going to be a tithe for these. You thought you had 110. You miscalculated. You really had 89. You had 100 out of 100. You should have taken 10. Instead, you took 11. So the 11th fruit, you never took a tithe for. It doesn't count as a tithe for the other 90. And you didn't take a tithe for that fruit either.
So you take a tithe for the 90 or 89, not for the 100.
Right. So that's why he says, when you estimate, so it backfires. Now, my grandfather told me that they had a plate in Slabodka. They had a plate where you could get change. Very often you needed change. So that plate would always have, we'll say, 100 shekel worth of change. Okay, so one day the Mashgiach comes and he sees there are 102 shekel there. So he stopped the learning. He said, gentlemen, whoever put in the 2 extra shekels should please take it out. So they asked him, why do you care if someone put in an extra 2 shekel when taking change? So he said, because if a guy can put in 2 extra, he can take out 2 extra. There are supposed to be 100 here. That's what's supposed to be. It's here to break the change. Leave it with 100. Things have to be right. Now, they say in the name of Rav Hirsch, or I'm sorry, his son-in-law, Rav Breuer, that someone once came for a meeting, and he came 20 minutes early. So he knocks on the door. You know, Yekis are always on time. And they say that Rav Breuer answered, and it was 20 minutes before the time they were supposed to meet. So the guy thought, great. So Rav Breuer said to him, too early is also not on time. So that's the idea here. Sometimes a person says, I'll estimate. Maximum, I'll get too much. No, that's also inaccurate. וזה הדבר הוא משל מעניין הסברה, שאין לאדם לעשותה מומד אלא על דרך העיקר ושירד לסוף הדעת. The same is true when it comes to analyzing what we've learned. That sometimes a person says, no, maybe it's this way, maybe it's that way. A person will sometimes say, I'll be machmir because I'm not sure what the correct logic is. No, that's wrong. You got to figure out exactly what does the Torah want from me. You can't live life thinking, no, if I'm not sure, so I'll do this, I'll do that. I'll keep myself covered. That's not Judaism. We do that when we have no choice. But to lead life that way, that's what Rabbi Gamliel was saying. Get a Rebbe, clarify your doubts, Don't take off your tithe in estimation. There are many things that should be done with accuracy. He says it doesn't apply to everything. He says sometimes you see two ways of understanding something. And a rabbi will say, you know, I think we should go this way, but I could understand that others would go another way. Sometimes a rabbi will say, you know, this is the logic I've figured out over here, and I don't think anything else works. This is the only way to understand it. And he gives you a psak, and you ask him, do I have to go with this? Maybe I'll find a more lenient opinion. And the rabbi says, no, I don't think there's room for a more lenient opinion here.
That's the rabbi. You
got to
go with it.
So he's telling us that there's... There are situations where you say there's more than one opinion. There are areas in halacha where if people ask me, I say, you know, if I'm not the one you ask all your questions to, so then I think in this matter you should ask someone else. Because I have a tradition that is lenient in some areas and is very stringent in others. So if I'm your rabbi, okay, you're stuck with me. What can you do? You're stuck with my tradition and the stringencies that come along with it. But if you just happen to have called me, a guy called me up yesterday with a question that pertained to some medical issues, but I said to him, you know, this isn't really halacha. This is a question of how you view the world. This is an ashkapa question. So my tradition happens to say something on this matter, but if I'm not the rabbi who you always ask your questions to, so then you should really go to the rabbi you ask your questions to and ask him this question. This is a question that will affect much of your life. You have to get the answer that's in line with the way you're leading your whole life, not just because you happen to pick up the phone and give me a call. In the areas of ovens, so Rabbi Feinstein was very stringent with regard to kashrut of ovens and fleishik and milchik. Other poskim, you have opinions that say you can heat up the oven to the highest heat, you have opinions that say wait 24 hours, you have all kinds of opinions. Not Rabbi Feinstein, he was very stringent. So if someone's going to call me up on a shayla on an oven, if I'm not the rav they ask all their questions to, I say, you know, here in Israel there are many rabbis that will give you a much more lenient opinion than my tradition. I recommend you call someone else. Why should you get my tradition? And the same is true for other questions in halacha. So that's why he says, when we say, don't estimate, get accuracy, get an exact answer, that's true in some areas. But in some areas, a rabbi will say, I can understand there are other valid opinions and there's no reason you should go with mine. Or I won't necessarily rule like my opinion. There are other areas where if a person calls and asks, so then you answer, you say, I'm sorry, I think this is not halacha, and I don't think there's room to do differently. And that's why the Mishnah really says, al tarbe. The Mishnah doesn't say, don't estimate. The Mishnah says, don't do it a lot. Meaning, there are situations where you have to estimate. The Mishnah says, know the limitations. Don't estimate more than necessary. Where possible, get clarity. Get a clear answer. Val ze samach. That's the logic, the recurring theme in this Mishnah. Make for yourself a Rebbe, distance yourself from doubt, don't try to cover your bases by always being stringent and saying, I'll estimate, I'll get it right for sure. That's not a way to live either. Try to get accuracy, and that's in line with the whole concept that Rabbi Gamliel was teaching in the Mishnah about clarifying things and distancing oneself from doubt.